And now, another world-famous Van and Cheryl Candid Call on KS95.
Complaint Department, this is Jim speaking. How can I help you?
I got a complaint. I am so upset.
What can I do for you?
I'm very upset, and I need some help.
What is your name? Give me your last name first.
My last name is Jass.
How do you spell that?
J-H-A-S-S, Jass.
Okay, Mr. Jass, and your first name?
Hugh.
And how can I help you?
She just gave up hope.
Who gave up hope?
My wife. She just gave up hope, Jim.
What does this have to do with our store?
One day she was with me, and the next day she just gave up caring.
Well, did you purchase something here?
It was like there was a wall between us, Jim. Like I'd be talking to her, and she just didn't want to hear what I had to say.
Oh, well.
Always interrupting me.
Well, how
never let me finish a sentence. Well, it ain't funny.
Well, no. I'm not laughing at you. I would
butt
love to help.
In all the time.
I would love to help you
talk,
with...
Talk. Nobody's listening. The number said if I had a complaint to call.
So this is the complaint department.
I'm complaining.
You have to let me know what your problem is and what our store has to do with it.
I'm
very busy here. I've got plenty of things to do.
First she leaves me, and then I got to deal with you?
Sir, this is a complaint department for the store. I don't know what this has to do with your marital problems. I think possibly you should call a counselor.
I got a complaint. Women treat me like dirt, and then I call you, and you're acting like a jerk, too.
If you have a problem with our store, let's get that settled. If not...
I got a big problem with your store. I got a big problem with your attitude.
There's nothing I can do for you. Thank you for calling. Complaint department, Jim speaking. How can I help you?
Jim, she said I watched too much football.
Sir, listen. I can't help you. You need to call a counselor. Don't call here again. Goodbye. Complaint department, Jim speaking.
Jim, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Jim?
Mr. Jass.
You call me Hugh.
There's nothing I can do for you. If you have a problem with our store, I can help you. This is not a complaint department for people with marital problems.
All right, let's get
I'm
off.
A busy person. I have things to do.
Stop.
Good day,
Stop.
Sir.
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me, Jim.
Goodbye. Complaint department, Jim speaking.
Jim, it's me, Hugh Jass.
Complaint department, Jim speaking.
Jim?
Look, stop calling here. Do you understand me?
Don't yell at me.
Just stop calling here.
But is your job...
Good day, sir.
It is your job to take my complaint.
Look, I'm a busy man. Now, you're bothering me. You're wasting my time.
Like I'm
you
not a busy man.
You've obviously got problems in your life. I can't help you with that.
Well, I just keep calling back. My cable is out.
What? Pay your bill.
I ain't been able
you to... moron. Complaint department.
Jim?
Get a life. I understand why your wife left you.
Oh, man.
Complaint department, Jim, how can I help you?
I don't believe that MTV Real World for a second. I just don't buy it, Jim. I don't buy it. You know what I'm saying? And I got to tell you one more thing. Your friends down there at the Hurwitz have set you up for your candid birthday call.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me.
Nope.
You're shitting me.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
KS95. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. It's a drag to go to work, but suddenly I'm fine. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. It's hard enough with the morning rush, but with Van and Cheryl, the traffic ain't so tough. I just can't get enough. I just can't.